Further reading 5. When can we talk about what we want to talk about? It has often been said that many Asian cultures are inductive, while Anglo-American cultures are more deductive. In essence, this means that speakers and writers in Asian cultures prefer to provide background information and supporting arguments before making their main point. In contrast, speakers and writers in Anglo-American cultures prefer to make the main point towards the beginning and then provide background information and supporting arguments. We must be careful to stress that we are not saying that people from these cultures always follow these patterns. There is a lot of freedom and flexibility, and we know that cultures are changing, and we also know that there are many differences within Asian and Anglo cultures. However, as we saw with the story about the Chinese constable, the Chinese speaker placed his request at the end, while the English speaker expected the request to come towards the beginning. The differences between the way native English speakers and speakers from certain Asian cultures act have been described by saying that speakers from certain Asian cultures like to use face work before they approach the main topic. Face work includes asking questions about the other person's family and saying complimentary things about them. Here we have an example from Indonesia, where two Indonesian women are talking. Woman A, who is 40 years old, has visited woman B, who is 41, at her home for a specific purpose. She wants to invite her friend to a wedding party. Both are Muslims, so they use Muslim greetings. Translated by Ruzdi Taib. A knocks at the door. Assalamu alaikum. Muslim greeting. B. Wa alaikum salam. Muslim greeting. Please come in. A. Are you alone? B. Yes, I am always alone during the day. A. Where are your children? B. My son is helping his father in the rice field and my daughter is studying at school. A. What are you growing at the moment? B. Rice. Earlier we grew chili. What about your child? A. Oh, he is still in Jakarta. I haven't heard from him for months now, but I believe the saying, no news is good news. B. What is he doing in Jakarta? A. He is a tailor in Tangerang. He works for his uncle. B. Has he married? A. Yes, he married a Javanese girl. B. That's good. A. Oh, what I would like to tell you is this. Do you know Hassan's daughter? B. I vaguely know her. A. She is going to marry Sharil's son. The wedding party will be next Friday. We hope you can come. B. Inshallah, I will come. Inshallah is a Muslim expression meaning God willing. A. I think I should be off now. Assalamu alaikum. B. Wa alaikum salam.